Yeah, to be honest, it was just kind of nip and tuck last. We went up a point, they went up a point, but I don't know, I think we were down a point with 62 minutes and I managed to get the equaliser, and then Jamie Brilliant scored in the end. So yeah, it's just pretty, just, we were kind of nip and tuck the whole game, so it was never going to be more than a point or two in it. Yeah, it's
great. An absolutely outrageous score from yourself, in fairness, well done.
Yeah, it was more, I think Jamie passed it out to me and it was kind of more of a kind of hit and hope. I thought time was nearly up, so yeah, luckily we went over, and then to get the winner on top of that was a bit of a bonus, like. But yeah, we're delighted.
Well, I think you look at the team sheet and you see the quality, and I think we saw it then on the field, the passing for those last couple of scores, the quality in you.
Yeah, definitely, obviously there's we've a great group of players and great obviously individual players too, and a lot of fellas had games yesterday and stuff, and fellas were tired, but fellas battled through and were a close bunch, and we worked throughout the Fitzgibbon all through my years in UCC, so I think that kind of that told as well in the end, definitely.
How much work have you done in the last couple of weeks together?
Not a whole lot really, to be honest. We had a challenge game against the Pearsheik 2 weeks ago, and we had a training then last week, so that was kind of it, I suppose. Yeah, I haven't back in college, so not a whole lot, to be honest.
A week of recovery now and a week of trying to, I suppose, organise yourselves again for another big test next week.
Yeah, definitely, but obviously it's difficult with the colleges, you don't know, especially like Smarter from Tipperary and these things, you don't know when they're going to be playing, but yeah, we'll group together, probably train during the week, and then yeah, hopefully ready for Sarsfield next week then.
Have you been watching much of Sars?
No, not really, but I've seen them a lot the last 7 or 8 years, county finals and stuff, so we know a lot of their players. We know they'll be a very tough test as well, like Middleton were today, so we'll relish the challenge, but I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
That's a big win tonight though, to take out a side like Middleton, and as you progress you have to take a big ambition from that win.
Yeah, definitely. I was kind of thinking to myself tonight, if we could, I knew we'd have a lot of the lads back, and I think if we got over tonight at all, we'd get fellas together for training and stuff, and hopefully we'd have a right crack off it, because we've been disappointed in the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't really got lads together, and this is my last year at UCC, so hopefully, never know, this year.
And as I said, a lot of quality in that side, like there's fellas on the subs bench that could be starting in a lot of club teams.
Yeah, definitely, there's a lot of, obviously you see a lot of Waterford lads, Tip, Cork, you know, a lot of very, very quality players, and I think that did kind of tell throughout Middleton, it was a great challenge, and I think they did it brilliantly, but yeah, I think that kind of quality of players just kind of, it just kind of showed, I think, right up till the end, like if you look at the last, like Jamie score and stuff like that, just real quality players, and they'll always step up in the, when they need us most.
UCC manager Martin Walsh, well look, you gather your breaths, and what's the reaction of that?
Great, like, you know, I'm actually from the Middleton Parish, I'm from Ballinacurrough, so it's kind of sweet, I suppose. But look, it was a fantastic game of hurling. Middleton are a fantastic side, like, you know, we knew what they were going to bring to the table. Connolly and Killian Burks and all these guys, like, they're serious hurlers. Jamie Nagles, Aidan Ryan, they're serious hurlers. They have a lot of hurling done. We knew well, they're well managed by Paddy. Paddy was good buddies with me, Ofla. Do you know, Geoff Fitz, Shauna. These were going to live nothing in turn. So when we told our lads that too, like, do you know, sound good.
Yeah, right.
Look, I suppose all lads came together tonight, which was a great honour for all of them to turn up for the club. Like UCC, you know, is a great, great club, and I'll put it this way, John Granger, like, he should get more and more respect in Cork probably than what he does, because what he does for hurling is unbelievable. The people he brings in, people he gets coaching them, the way he looks after players is unbelievable. I'm not saying CIT or any of these do anything wrong, but John is just superb. He's an actor. He knows when something's wrong with a student, he'll make sure that he makes his business to talk to him, and all that is payback tonight, like, you know, for John, like, you know.
He certainly brought it all together in the last couple of minutes in particular. Like, yeah. the way the scores were worked, you know?
Yeah. But they're a good group, like, you know what I mean? You have Tom Devine there, like, and you have, like, I suppose Jamie Barnes going to be player of the year, see? Do you know? And, like, look, they're serious players, like, you know, this is probably an inter-county team, if you like, if you, you know what I mean? The bulk of them, they're going to be, if they all keep coming, they're going to be a handful for anyone, like, you know? We say as next week, they're going to be serious, they're going to be a serious nut to crack. But look, we're there. So look, we're there, and they say we've a week to turn it around, you know.
As you said there, if they all keep coming, what's the challenge going forward to keep all these players together for the rest of the championship?
Just good, because they're all back at college.
Okay.
So, but like,
commitments elsewhere don't hamper them.
We probably could get cut down the line maybe, but we've a couple that are missing tonight and a couple, you know. But like, we could be okay. Do you know? I'd say we should be okay. Do you know? I have a sneaky feeling we could be okay.
Okay, and have a shake. Go on.
I just have a small sneaky feeling about them that they have a bit of interest to show.
Okay, and after taking out Middleton, they'll have to take even more ambition out of this result, you know?
Sales will be a tough nut to crack. We'll enjoy tonight first. We'll worry about sales during the week.